Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will, turn up your radio. This is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yo, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are tuned in live with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. You know what it is. We got a great show lined up for y'all. And let me go ahead and slide in with everybody else on this line, though. Hey, okay, hold on. That's up 412.
What's popping?
All right. Okay. Is it cold there? Did you get snow there?
Hell yeah, I got snow, man. That's some bullshit.
Okay, so tell me why I'm mad at some motherfucking. I'm sitting up here. I'm looking outside. I hate the St. Louis weather with a passion. I don't even understand why I remain in this fucking, I don't even know what to call it, ridiculous bipolar-ass atmosphere. That's the best, the nicest way I could fucking put it.
Uh-huh.
We was like a snowball, a snow globe. Pay this dude. You know what I'm saying? Nick got a bad back. So I paid this dude to, you know, he was out there. I was like, well, how much you charge? Okay, that's cool. Wham. You know what I'm saying? Go and do that for me. Now all of a sudden the motherfucking sun shit want to pop out like, bitch, I'm here. For real? For real? No. Go sit your ass down. I'm looking outside like, really? Really you going to flip up on me like that? I'm just, man, whatever, dog. Whatever. I got a whole attitude.
I need some of that energy. I need some of that energy, man. It just turned to a whole dust ball over here full of snow just within a few hours. I was driving in it and everything. Saw a little furry.
Be careful out there in
that. Yeah. I'm not thinking nothing of it until all of a sudden I go into the store, come back out, and everything is just white. I'm like, man, you look at the forecast. They say it's going to be like that for a few days. Ah.
Shit. You better be careful out there rolling like that in this. Like, man, look, I will sit in this bitch. Anything that shit gonna be going on when I come out when I come out these walls, that same bullshit gonna be going on. Fuck all that.
Time to hibernate, you know. Wake up and this shit be over. Hibernating and shit.
Tony Dip, how you doing?
Hey, I'm chilling over
what
here
up?
Trying to dig out.
I like you
chocolate.
Chilling. You said what?
I'm just over here trying to dig out some chocolate. I know I ain't supposed to be eating it, but I want a piece. shit. Fuck it. Back hurt, head
it
hurt,
like you was
everything
do
hurt.
Whatever the hell you wanted to do regardless.
Yeah, but shit, I shouldn't be eating none. I don't even know. I was at the grocery store yesterday, and I'm telling my friend, you know, because I had to get some stamps from somebody. So I tell my friend, bitch, I'm not getting, I need my other $2. She's going to go grab some candy off the motherfucking shelf. I'm mad as hell. Now I'm eating it. Mm. The fuck? She could have grabbed a loaf of bread or something.
Say, but, you eat,
look,
but you're eating it,
look,
though.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm mad as hell. It's in the house. It ain't got no business here. No business. Mm. I'm trying to get away from it. Shit,
no
my
business.
Body hurts. Mm-mm. I'm about to sit down and eat this little bitty Kit Kat. It's a wrap.
Well, that's
it's
my
over.
Favorite. That's my favorite right there. That's my favorite.
See?
My Kit Kats
that's
are my
an
favorite.
Addiction.
See?
Mm. Only if it's in the freezer. It got to come out the freezer.
Oh, they cold.
It,
be
frozen.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
It ain't froze, but it's cold
yeah.
in the refrigerator. It's cold.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Now you're speaking
these
my language. You're speaking my language.
Look, these days you can set some shit outside and it'll be froze. The fuck?
Real
froze
shit.
Like a motherfucker. It's cold as hell.
Just look at all us over sitting over here being fat and shit. Man, let's get into these dollhouse announcements and make this shit happen for these people on this Sunday. So let's get it. Dollhouse Radio, man. We go. We be right back. Let's get these announcements pop. Where you at?
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at @HotSugarTea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, hey, if you're just now tuning in with us, you're here with All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you have something you want to say, hit the one and we got you. You hit it by mistake, hit it again, and it'll take it back. Okay, but where they do that at, though?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Technology could be a beautiful thing, man. On some real shit. Technology could be used for positive shit. It could be used for negative shit. Two stories I'm about to talk about right now has a positive and negative one. I'm going to go with the positive one first because I actually think this was kind of dope. Students at Pittsburgh State University. Now, get this. You know the vending machines that you go to, right? You go to a vending machine,
mm-hmm.
got either Pepsi or Coke and everything like that. You want to call one, you put, you know what, a dollar in there, quarters, put a dollar bill in it. And what you get? A pop, right? Soda that comes out, right? These students have developed a technology to where you go to a vending machine and instead of you actually spending currency getting a pop, guess how you get the pop or the soda coming out the vending machine? Guess.
What?
You hug the machine and the pop comes right out.
What?
Where they do that at? Yeah. You go to the vending machine,
you hug the machine
and
you give the
vending machine a hug and boom, you got yourself a Coca-Cola, got yourself a Pepsi.
And when
no, I like that. No,
pocket,
no, like,
I ain't going to be doing that too long.
I liked it. That was crazy. Like I never seen nothing like that before where you can actually build a whole vending machine, and instead of putting currency in there, coins or any type of bills in there, you just go and give Mr. You Know Pepsi a hug, and he goes and gets you a Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
That's raw. That's amazing technology. Amazing technology. Now, on the negative side, I know people's going crazy about this Momo shit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, what people don't understand is Momo, the Momo challenge. Momo was a game created by the Japanese as like a little, like a woman. It's a statue of a Japanese woman with big bulging weird ass eyes, straggly hair, and it's just creepy as fuck.
Is that supposed to be her ethnicity? Because I was looking at her like, what the fuck? Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, it was created by the Japanese, so I want to say it's supposed to be a Japanese person, of Japanese. You know, I think it's Japanese because the creator was Japanese, but you know, it's weird. You know, all it is just a woman's head, big bulging eyes, creepy ass mouth, scraggly hair. It don't even have a body. It just has like two ostrich feet. Weird as fuck. But it's a game, and it's a messaging game. You could actually go. You can message it by using WhatsApp. You could also go to Facebook. And basically, it's like a game where it challenges you to do different stuff. It first starts off easy by asking you to perform simple tasks. And with each question and with each task, it intensifies and it escalates. Now, people all around the globe, you can play this game all around the globe. All around the globe, kids are playing this. And the weird thing is the type of things that the game is asking you. It's asking you to do some pretty fucked up shit. Like, it's asking you to go out and perform certain tasks that might hurt yourself, that could hurt others. It also threatens you. If you don't do the task correctly or don't do it at all, it tells you it's going to kill you. It also gives out your location. I actually watched, and I sat back and I watched a YouTube video of a guy who was actually showing you how it goes, and he was going through his WhatsApp. He had to change because he said it doesn't answer adults, but it answers kids. So he went and he went to Google, and he got like a picture of a 13-year-old boy's face, put it on his profile pic, and he was texting the numbers. Now, some of the numbers on the Facebook that he was doing wasn't really registering, but the numbers, one of the numbers that actually did on WhatsApp actually answered him. It video called him. He didn't accept the video call, so I hung up and asked him a little bit more questions. Now, the creepy thing about it is in the message, it said to him that he told him his location. He said his location is not even shown on WhatsApp, so it's weird because they said, oh, you're in Florida. He was like, I didn't even give it any information about my location or not. It replied with, see you soon, and then it blocked him. It's creepy, like real fucking creepy. So actually, they're actually saying that there was a suicide in Argentina. A 12-year-old girl committed suicide, and they supposedly that it has some connection to the game because they found videos of her actually performing the task that Momo was asking her to do. So where did they do that at where they got this game out here trying to really take kids the fuck out? Like, what the fuck?
You know what? That's so fucking interesting. And when this initially surfaced, it really blew my mind. Because if you think about it, that was maybe about, I don't know, a few weeks ago, we were discussing, like, filters and stuff like that. And I was having a conversation with somebody about the kids being on the internet and, you know, knowing how to navigate it the way that they do. And I was like, mm-hmm. even if you have it on a kid's setting, you know what I'm saying, it still isn't filtering the ads and things of that nature that come through there. Anything, because you see, that this little kid was, like, doing some things, and the parent asked, where did you see that? and they said on their phone, and it was an ad that came through under the whole, you know, YouTube Kids and all that, which is supposed to have filtered content. But when those people put pay for ad time and things like that, there's nothing that you could do about the things that filter through as far as the ads. You know what I'm saying? And they don't give a fuck. It's really just a money thing. You know what I'm saying? They just want their dough, and then they're out of it. They don't care. You know what I'm saying? So I saw this meme. I guess it was more of a stat. I don't know the lady's young name, or, you know, would shout her out. But it was just interesting, and it was so true. When she was like, it's a damn shame. Momo is the only person that could make people pay attention to their fucking kids. And that's, to an extent, so true. I see parents, and the first thing they fucking do is they whip out their phone and they take it and they stuff it in their kid's face. Your kid get to hollering, you take your phone, you turn on some bright, shiny shit on your phone, you give it to them. Even in the fucking car seat, what's the first thing? You'll hand your kid your phone to keep them quiet before you hand them a toy that might help a leapfrog or something, a teething ring. You'll let your kid chew on your fucking phone to keep to shut them up. And it's just it just fucked me up, you know, the statement that she made in regards to that, because it's so true. That's all people do is stick phones in their kid's face to shut them up. You know what I'm saying? So that's all. They come out the womb just knowing, oh, phone. And it's just internet. It's just crazy. You got kids who can navigate through all this shit on the internet and find their favorite videos and stars and can go click on this, but you can't even say your ABCs. You can't even count to 20. Really? So it was just this shit really had me like, damn, like that's crazy. Like, and I always talk about the mentality of the children. You know what I'm saying? Them being susceptible to certain things. You know what I'm saying? That they see in social media. So, Nisi, what did you think when you first heard, if you have, when you first heard about this whole Momo thing and targeting these, you know, the kids and social media and all that, what did you think about that?
Well, to be honest, I didn't hear much about it, but anything like that, it sounds like pedophiles is behind it. Is it telling you, oh, I'll see you soon and shit like that, and it's asking you for your locations, and it's only geared towards children, and they don't want adults. Obviously, it sounds like a pedophile created it. You know what I'm saying? For those children, you know, because kids going to sneak. I mean, to me, it sounds like a pedophile.
I mean,
I
can definitely,
because motherfucker's talking
yeah,
about
that,
see you soon. And if he's saying, this is the other thing, it doesn't, if he's saying his location or whatever isn't showing up, but they knew what state or whatever he was in, that's because of the phone number. They probably looked at it, you know, the area code or whatever.
Right.
You know. And that's where they came up with the California, you know, situation at. But it's just a lot of kids do reveal their location. A lot of times kids don't understand where you take your picture at. That shit goes straight. It goes viral. You know what I'm saying? It'll go through without you even having to post up where you're at. It's easy for
right.
them through social media. It's in all types of social media, not just Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, all those basic ones, but there's other type like Twitch and, you know what I'm saying? It's different types of other type of social media, you know, and it's easy for them to find your location. It is just from the pictures. Sometimes you could take pictures out, say at a park or something like that. You could put that through like Google search. And you can find the area that picture was taken in. And you know what I'm saying? These motherfucking pedophiles, it's not that hard. They constantly, you know, you see parents post to their kids and it was at this park, this swimming pool, this, at this, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if they keep on, they want your child that bad and they keep on tracking it and they see repeatedly that you keep on posting that same thing. You know, the kid at this park, the kid at that park, and it's all
right.
around the same area. They will find you, find out where you're at. It's not that hard. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a well-known fact. I don't know, like, you know, I used to run a daycare senior, before I got in the industry. So this is how I learned about all of that type of stuff. You know what I mean? So it's very
well,
easy,
I don't,
you know, for them to find out. But it's, that's really creepy. It's not just creepy. It's scary. It's dangerous.
Right. I don't think.
Dangerous.
I don't.
Imagine,
I don't
wait,
think.
Imagine all the children that are sneaking to get on it.
Right.
And their locations is showing up, and these motherfuckers get to snatching our babies. And when I say our babies, I mean literally our children in the world. You know what I mean? All races. And that's the scary and the sad part, because, you know, not only do you the things that the kids, you know, it gets so deep. You know, they will snatch your baby, now the shit that poor child got to go through, you know. Shit,
right.
Fuck the parent, the kid.
Now, I don't really think that this app is particularly aimed, like, I don't think it has nothing to do with any pedophile stuff, because there wasn't nothing linked to it. But the scary thing is that this app is having kids perform like these scavenger hunts or these tasks that actually make
them
feel
like a game, like a game,
themselves.
Like they're playing a game or something.
Yeah,
but
it makes them like I'm playing
what,
the game,
that
and,
is
and you're
what
saying
pedophiles and stuff do, you know, to get your to get your trusting.
But nah, it's not like that. Like I'm telling you, like they're asking these kids to perform like these violent acts, and like I guess like one of the last stages is if you have to show and prove that you did it. So you have to. So they're asking you to perform these violent acts. One of the last stages, you might have to either kill somebody or you might have to kill yourself. Like, this is self-inflicting pain. Like, there was a 12-year-old girl and
sounds like somebody trying to knock the generation out. That generation out.
Yeah, like, yeah, like there was a 12-year-old. There was a 12-year-old. Yeah, there was a 12-year-old girl in Argentina who she committed suicide, and they think it was linked to this game because they seen videos on her phone. That showed her performing these acts on herself. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's something like self-inflicting. And the kids get intimidated. It's very intimidating because the Momo app tells you, well, if you don't do this correctly, or if you don't do that, I know where you live. I'll kill you. I'll kill your family. I'll kill your mom. I'll kill your dad. You know, this is where it's going for. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to bog down on that to see what's actually going on. There's a few couples numbers that have been shut down from the Momo site, but from what the video that I watched with the guy who was actually doing the whole thing, he got in touch with Momo. And, you know, it's just scary. Like, it's just really scary that, you know, something like this, like an app
he got in
that
touch
you
with
download.
Him. What do you mean? Like, I'm sorry. What do you mean? He like he actually spoke with them? He actually
no,
spoke
not like
with
well,
verbally?
He actually like he yeah, like he went through his Snapchat because he tried to go on Facebook because what it is, it's a messaging, like it's a game that you can message, and he messaged the quote unquote Momo on Facebook. It didn't happen, so he went to Snap. He went to WhatsApp, and he messaged the number, a couple numbers that had the Momo face on it. And when you message them, they message you.
Oh, that you wait.
Yeah,
wait,
it's
I'm
on
sorry.
The WhatsApp app.
Yeah, see, that's no. Then they will never find out. WhatsApp app. That's a. You know what I mean? Those app numbers and shit like that. They'll never find out who that is going through a WhatsApp app. You know, not being able
yeah.
to get directly in contact
never know.
With them.
Right. So he said the Momo app don't. Communicate with kids. I mean, don't communicate with adults. So it goes to kids. So what he did was he changed his profile pic, and he just went to Google and just started searching, you know, 13-year-old boy. So he got like a 13-year-old boy's face, put it on his profile pic, and then he started going through the numbers and started messaging them. One of the numbers actually came back and messaged him back and tried to video chat with him. He didn't answer, so it
oh,
hung
wow.
up. So then Jeez. After that, he was like, you know. He was like, yeah.
Why? I'm wondering, I'm confused.
Like,
I'm just wondering
weird.
Why they wanted the video chat. Was that to verify? You know what I'm
yes,
saying? That
it
he
was
is
a
kid?
Was,
see, that's the
that's
creepy
what,
shit
that's
right
what,
there.
That's what the right. guy said. He was like, maybe. He was like, maybe he wanted to verify that I actually was a kid. Because a couple other things, you know, he was, after when the video chat ended that he tried to call, he was like, he messaged him something, and he said, you know, oh, you're in Florida. And he said, well, that's kind of creepy because I don't have my location anywhere on WhatsApp about where I live. How does he know that I'm in Florida? And then the last thing that they said was, okay, see you soon. And then the actual Momo blocked him. He couldn't message no more. So that was the last thing that they said was see you soon. It's crazy. It's weird. It's creepy. It's scary. Watch your kids
out.
And
at the end of the day, people need to pay attention to your kids and not just stick a cell phone in their face to appease them. Or so because you want to be on your other phone and talking and chasing down your baby daddy, chasing behind somebody that, you know, come on, man, just start watching your kids. This is a prime example. The truth on what that woman said, like, damn, it took Momo for y'all to straight pay attention to your kids and see what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? So, man, look, this world is crazy. It's crazy people in this motherfucker. So y'all just watch your children. Don't stick a phone in their face and tell them to go to town or put it on because it's YouTube Kids and all that kind of mess and think that they're safe and you don't need to pay attention to their content. So, man, that's crazy. I hope that slows down. The more technology advances, the more people figure out a way to, you know what I'm saying, run with it. So hopefully they'll make something up. Yeah, the memes and all that shit funny, but pay attention to your children. Anyway, we need to go ahead and get inside into a break. We're going to let's hear that rap star holler real quick, and we'll be right back. Let's go. Dollhouse.
Yeah.
I get in. New shit.
Okay, yeah, that was Rap Star Holla. Hey, you just now tuning in, you hear we're all talking no filter. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you got something you want to say, hit the one. Okay, so we're going to lighten it up. That was a little, that was kind of dark. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to come back to the light. Okay. I want to talk about cheating. I usually don't go slide into Kardashian lane. Okay. But everybody know, right? Okay, so this latest thing with Jordan, her best friend Jordan and Tristan Thompson. Okay, I don't understand. First of all, I don't need anybody out there to be surprised. After the first time he got caught, you know what I'm saying, on video with the little chicks in the club, you know, doing this little flirting and, you know, kissy woo woo and touchy feely, all that. Why are y'all surprised? I recently saw that she did an interview where she said the young lady's name is Jordan Woods. This is a friend as well as a business partner of Kylie. So what I'm trying to figure out is this young lady said she went to an after party and just so happened to be with Tristan. So my thing is, she claims that she never, as a woman, went to Chloe and told her that when she was leaving out, Tristan kissed her on the mouth. She said it wasn't nothing sexual between them. But then she said something about she had her legs over him. My thing is, I want to know, from a man's point of view, let me go to Rap Star first. Who should she be pissed off at? She be pissed off at the known cheater or this person that's supposed to be your BFF of, like, at least a decade?
I can't really say one or the other. I would have to say they both played a part. You can't,
The young lady. Now, granted, she said that while she was in his presence at his house or wherever this, I guess is where she's saying the kiss took place at, because she said when she was leaving. But she talked to her while she was there. And they kind of went back and forth, and she told him that the after party was with Tristan in his presence outside of the club, not a telly. I don't think it was a telly, but I do think it was one of his homes. So my thing is, when you talk to her, if that's your friend, why the fuck didn't you, like, tell her, I'm at your dude house, and if you thought it was a messed up situation, why didn't you leave? And then when he kissed you when you did leave, why the fuck didn't you tell your homie? So who was wrong? Niecy, who was wrong? Who you going at first?
You talking to me?
I'm sorry?
Hello? Are you talking to me?
Yeah. I said, okay. Niecy, you don't know Niecy.
I didn't hear you, my bad. Anyway, I'll be mad at both the motherfuckers. Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you knew he wasn't shit from the jump. So, you know what I'm saying? But then your friend, that kiss make a big difference. Big-ass difference, that kiss right there. I don't know. And her legs over his, I'm still confused. Why was her legs over his? I mean, you lead in the morning making them think that something, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And she was drunk. She didn't say she was tipsy.
Right.
She said I watched the whole interview. She said drunk. So,
right.
To be honest, she really don't know what happened. She don't know what really happened, you know. I mean, she may, you know, maybe put a condom on. I don't know. But she ain't touched to find out, evidently.
Okay, so then you saw the anguish and so what the tears fake? Or are they just doing this shit? Is this a publicity stunt for this new fucking season? Because just like the chatter of this shit is in the streets, everybody's like, they lifeline is running out. You know what I'm saying? So what are they going to, you know what I'm saying? Their lifeline is running out. What's the next thing that they're going to move into? Because, I mean, are people getting tired? Or what is the brand
wearing?
Well,
yeah, because it's the same old shit. That's all you see is the same old shit. When you watch the Kardashians, everything's the same. There's nothing different. Nothing different going on with them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're either bickering and arguing one of the baby daddies. You know what I'm saying? And we really don't get a chance to actually see all the details. But, you know what I'm saying? But it's always, you know, we hear about it in the news. You know what I mean? But shit. And all they doing is you see them going for a show, you know, one of them modeling somewhere, taking some photos. It's always about some photos. There's no storyline behind literally anything. It's just, it should be just follow along with the Kardashians. That's what the show should be. Just follow us. Just follow our daily life.
It ain't nothing positive. Ain't nothing positive.
They're not doing
drama.
Anything. Yeah, they're not. I mean, it'd be different if it was some drama with a meaning, like something really happened, but they really don't have anything going. It's, to me, it's just follow along. Just watch me while I go to the store. Watch me when I, you know, watch me while I cook. You know, it's crazy. I don't really see anything. But being as though he is so well known, why not piggyback off of him? I don't know. True, though. You know what I'm saying? Because why they throw this little girl in there? You know? Why they throw her up there like that? You know
because
what I mean? They set her to the wolves.
Oh, yeah. They definitely did. But my thing is, why would you, do you feel like she fucked up her brand? Because, you know, she also has business dealings with them aside from just being a friend. They literally, she does, you know, she has the makeup, you know what I'm saying? And she goes in with, so would she destroy her brand just to, I just think there was more to,
I don't know.
I mean, this is my opinion,
I just think it was more than a kiss.
I
think she don't remember. I think they fucked and she don't remember. But then you know what? Hey, we ain't gonna get paid for our thoughts.
You said what?
I said we ain't gonna get paid for our thoughts, but I think it would if they didn't fuck, they damn sure came close enough to doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because first of all, her legs all over his, you lead him on. Your legs ain't got no business all over, you know what I mean, over a man. I mean, as a black woman, we definitely weren't raised that way. You know what I'm saying? Black women
as a woman,
but I'm talking about us as black women, period. We know do not sit on no grown man lap.
A man's
we
lap.
Know you,
yeah.
you don't do shit like that. And I'm saying that as a black woman due to the fact that I am black and due to the, also as Caucasian people, a lot of them ain't taught that they sit between men legs, Uncle Johnny, and you know what I'm saying, a different standing between their legs, and that's how they live. I know for a fact the majority of the black people, we're taught to not do those things. You know what I'm saying? At least back in the day we was, this newfound age shit, you know, that's a little different. But I'm pretty sure she wasn't raised that type of way, you know. Especially knowing when you look at the Will and them, you know she couldn't have been raised that type of way. You know what I'm saying? Because Jada, they pretty strict parents. You know, I mean of course the kids do what they want to do now because they grow. But you know, something.
I mean,
no
boy,
and I don't think that girl had no.
At like 16, didn't he?
But I'm talking about when they was young, you know, when shit first start, you know, where it starts at, like 11, 10, 12.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't see her. That's when you first set the grounds, you know what I'm saying, for how things will go. But I just can't see no woman, period, putting their legs up on no man like that. Why?
Unless you want
to
both.
Like what she said wasn't no space for her? Why your legs?
Right.
Why you can't put your legs down? Why your legs is up on him? That's the beginning signs of leading him on. You do that with your man or your bitch, you throw your foot or your leg up on him. You know what I'm saying? You don't. That's not normal. So that was the grounds of starting to lead him on. Then them think, oh, some shit's gonna pop off. I'm tripping at is why everybody hanging at his motherfucking house like that. Sound like that's the hangout. And it sounds like a bunch of young, super young girls.
How can you? But all I'm saying is, at the end of the day, how can you really be mad at dude when this is?
She knows what she signed up for, though. She knew what she signed up.
He's already exhibited whole tastic tendencies.
But that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
She knew what she signed up for. She knew. I mean, maybe not at first, but after the one or two times, you know, this nigga ain't going to be shit. He going to keep doing this. This is what he give up. This is what he giving. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So to expect anything different just because he say, I'm sorry, and he was good for a couple weeks, what that mean? You know, shit, it's on and popping. He just got caught this time because somebody put it out there. It's just really fucked up that it was a friend of hers, you know, someone that they look at as family. That's what's fucked up. You know, I feel bad for the girl. You know, I mean, she done, you done drank that goddamn much. Please. You got your ass busted and all of that. Now look, you know, but I don't know.
You
well,
would
when
actually,
a man reaches
you would
out
actually,
to kiss you, when a man bend over
you
to
would
kiss
actually,
you,
you would actually think that because she's there and that's her friend, that he would try to be on his best behavior. Because, you know, women, they got friends that go and, you know, they tattletale on their man. Girl, I just seen your man over here with Shaniqua over here. They getting a little too friendly over here. You might want to come on here on a surprise visit. Girl, I'm going to meet you out front. All right.
I
know
mean,
how
maybe,
y'all women
maybe
act.
This was his way of trying to shoot his shot. And maybe, but it was so messy. Because if you know that this is a good friend, was you testing yourself? Or you was trying to test her, or was a little bit of both? No, it's going to get, was you trying
Wait,
to test her loyalty?
Know,
because
you know
she, didn't
what
know
I was
that. She didn't run tell that. She didn't run tell that happened. You know what I'm saying? So that's why she, and then old girl is distraught. She don't know who she want to blame. One day she's blaming her for destroying the family. The next day she could turn around tweeting, oh, no, you know, then come on, man. I just think she maybe wanted to have some interactions with him. And that's why she went back to the party. I think alcohol and age is poor judgment. I would, and if him, I would have turned her around like, where you going? Even if I walked into the club and say, hey, after party at my spot, stay here. No party for you. You ain't got to go home, but you're not going with me. You're not going with me. Because I know if I want to be on some slick shit, the first thing I'm not going to do is have my baby mama BFF in my presence, and I know I'm a hoe.
Right.
Come on, man. Come on, man, y'all. I don't know. That's just some sloppy ass shit, and I don't know. They need to get it together for that baby. That baby's gonna be up like a little sprout in a minute. So they need to go on and get it together. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, we don't, man. That's ridiculous. But anything to get away from that Momo shit. Cause really, you should have told the hug story after Momo. Cause I needed a hug after we talked about that shit. Made me feel some kind of way. So, I'm just saying. But man, you know what it is. We gonna do a real, real quick break, and then we gonna come back and get into the money, the thoughts. Y'all can dig that.
Yeah.
Let's go. I don't even know what is this? She's a portable. Okay. Let's try this out. Let's get it. Oh shit. We got some technical. I have some technical difficulties.
Let's hit some STL.
I get it, no limit like I'm Master P. I get it, no limit. Money could talk, swear that she said that I'm spending too much. Lost out on the mill, made that shit back in the mud. Got money in my cup, I got cushion, my blood, and I don't give a fuck. I make it, I spend it, I handle my business, I do what I want. You faking, you phony, you ain't getting money, you niggas a front. I get it, no limit like I'm Master P. I get it, no limit like I'm Master P. I get it, no limit like I'm Master P. I get it, no limit like I'm Master P. He tryna see murder like see murder, tryna see him violent.
Garbage. Jimmy, that's garbage. Stop it. Every time I try somebody,
get it.
Yeah. Every time I try somebody new, y'all, man, no.
That's why I said play STL.
Oh, should have went third. Anyway, everybody want to know what Honey Dip thinking.
Yeah.
Honey Dip, what's going on?
Not much.
Talk to us. Share with the class.
Yeah. He's a fool with the class. Ain't much going on. Just really just like, you know, like usual. Now this week coming is the week that I'll be working on these LLC stuff and trying to legalize, you know, make everything that I'm doing legal, you know. Getting ready for my little events. Got Exotica coming up in Chicago. Bro, the first weekend of April, but I'll be there a couple of days early. Going to book the ticket either tomorrow or Tuesday, probably Tuesday when I got more time to actually sit down and do it. I've been so busy with doctor's appointments and, you know, doing everything I need to do for myself, being as though during the holiday season I didn't have time to, you know what I'm saying, take care of myself and do my physical therapy and do all my doctor's appointments. And when I tell you that it's all taking a toll on my body, physical therapy, I thought, and I've done it, you know what I'm saying? My injury has been since 2001. My surgery was in 2003. And the shots and everything have worn off on my back. But when I tell you that I feel the pain, like my entire back hurt, and I tell people all the time that I make pain look beautiful because I push through it, it's like, you know, it's crazy because when you look at me and you see I put those heels on, I get in front of the camera, got to do what I got to do, whether it's modeling, whether it's sucking a dick, whether it's doing whatever I got to do, I make it look like nothing hurts. In all naturality, everything hurts. You know what I'm saying? And this, it's just really crazy, like, because I'm looking forward to getting these injections in my back again and hoping that they work quicker, you know, sooner than later. Because so many years ago, I got the injections in my back, and I was like, okay, when the fuck this shit gonna work? But I don't know when it started working, but I do know when that shit stopped, you know what I'm saying? And it's like my whole entire spine, like just everything near it, around it, my back hurt, period. You know, this shit, I'm tired of hurting. I swear to God I am. And I already barely sleep as it is. You know what I'm saying? Now you throw aching and pain in there. But guess what? That too shall pass. I'm going to keep it pushing as long as a bitch is waking up, you know what I'm saying? Well, when I do sleep, as long as I get up, you know what I'm saying, to push through another day, it is what it is. But God knows. I'm like, what the fuck? I said, my grandmother ain't not tell me about all these aches and damn pains. The fuck?
Shit. Every year it's another ache.
Yo. Yesterday my foot was hurting. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Then, you know, I'm like, okay, the night done went by, and now I'm out today trying to get these bulbs and little shit, you know, Home Depot and different shit I had to do. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? My motherfucking foot is killing me. What the hell? And it ain't even in a, you know, I broke my foot many, many years ago, but it was like the top of the hairline, bones and shit. This wasn't none of that.
Once you break,
you know,
them breaks stick with you.
But this wasn't where it was hurting at. It was a whole other area. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Now, when your feet start hurting, it's time to sit down. I could push through and just pray and keep on, especially if I'm shopping. Listen, I can push through. If I'm spending some money, I'm spending somebody else's goddamn money. I'm standing up. Fuck that. I'll lean over to the left, lean to the right, or lean up on some shit. But, Lord, when your dog start barking, it's a wrap. When your feet, when I say dogs, for those who don't understand what dogs is, them your hubs, your feet, them motherfuckers, when
that's
they
where,
start
that's
hurting.
That's where your shopper's at. That's where it starts.
It's time to go. It's time to go. I need to go home. Look, I was trying to go to the mall. Nah,
a bitch turned around and came home. I'm like, damn, I just need to go run up to the mall because I got my chain fixed the other day. And I was looking at my earrings, there's a little piece missing on it. I'm like, well, maybe I could just drop them back off and they could just, you know what I'm saying, fix it, the little piece on there. Yo, them bitches are still in my purse, okay? I ain't even made it there. Fuck them earrings. My motherfucking feet was hurting. Like I said, I'll push through the back, but when your feet hurt, Oh, hey, listen, Fuck that. If they was giving away $1 million, I couldn't go get it. I couldn't go get it.
You're dumb as hell.
You gotta climb a mountain to get to the motherfuckers.
If they gave me $1 million, I couldn't go get it. I gotta use that. Oh, that's vintage.
Yeah, hell of a these motherfuckers hurt. Fucking dog want to go out. Look, and I took that ass right to the back door, put her on a chain, pushed her out the door. Bitch, we not walking nowhere. Are you kidding? Shit. Her feet might feel just fine, but mine hurt. Fuck that. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, what the fuck? But once again, I make pain look pretty. Motherfuckers just don't know. You never know what another motherfucker person is going through or how they feel in and everything else. You know what I'm saying? And I really haven't even been, like, doing that much, like, social media stuff, and which I need to. I've received certain things, you know what I'm saying, and I have to promote the things, you know what I'm saying? So, like, this week I have a lot of things coming up, you know. I'm getting more and more people who want me to promote their business, and you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm really big on that, you know what I'm saying, doing that promotion, you know. You can always book for that. I will promo all your material, whatever your products are, all of that. You know, in the last, like, every time I come home, it's been something, you know what I'm saying, in the mail. So in the last 3 days, I've been, like, on the move, going. And every time I come back in, I got more shit that's been delivered. So I got promos to do, you know. But that's all right, because I can sit on my ass. I ain't got to be on my feet. I don't have to worry about my hubs hurting. Shit. But that's about it, though, preparing. I'm looking forward to Chicago. I really, 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 really am. I'm going to get these hubs together before that, though. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, a bitch got to be in them hoe heels all that time, standing up.
The hoe heels? I need an energy drink. I mean, today has been mellow, man. Like, dude, I don't know if it's this weather. Bitch sleeping like I'm pregnant or something. Like, I don't know what that's about.
Who you get pregnant? Hey. Who got you pregnant?
You heard me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know I ain't got no baby. Listen, I know I don't got no baby on the way, and I ain't even get a chance to touch you yet.
Clowning. Look at her. Clowning. At least she don't give no fuck. I love it. That's some ignorant ass shit. Hella ignorant, man. Hella stupid. Oh, my goodness. At least she say I love the kids.
I ain't getting none yet. You pregnant already. Let me find out some late night conversations are magnificent.
Late night conversations popping off. Shit. Ridiculous. Rap star, when you get a phone.
When we gonna be aunties?
Right. You gonna get you a bun phone?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, tough, man. Ayo. Oh, yeah. So whose baby is it?
I think you'll make a good-ass dad. I don't know how to get that for you. Like, you got an old, and I'll tell you that all the time, you have an old-ass spirit. That's why I'm like, how old are you again? Really? Because I swear to God, like, you got an old-ass spirit. Like your grandparents raised you.
I get that a lot, you know, this, you know, I remember my little sister taught me like years ago, but it was, you know, your little siblings, when you take care of your little siblings, and, you know, they always look up to you. I was one day my parents, they was out working, and I'm sitting here making her a bowl of oodles and noodles, and she just looked at me and said, you know what? You would make a great father one day. I looked at her. I said, oh, yeah? Why is that? She was like, because you're making me a bowl of noodles. I was like, well, it takes more than a bowl of noodles to be a good dad, but I appreciate the sentiment.
Oh,
I appreciate the sentiment, though. You know, but, you know, like, I can't wait to be a father. You know, there's so many things that I want to do with my children. Like, I see videos of fathers and their children all the time and everything like that. Like, I just be like, yo, if I had a son, I would do this with him, do that with him. You know, if I had a daughter, I'd go and take her to this place and that place. Man, I can't wait to have a little pride of my own. Matter of fact, hey,
so
yo, babe. We're going to make a pride later on tonight.
Oh, shit.
We're going to make a pride later on tonight.
Did he just set up a booty call? In my face? In my
on the phone with us.
Me and you
are
going to make a pride tonight.
Damn, not in my face.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
we're
going
to
make a pride.
This is out of control.
How do you make a pride? How do you make a pride? I mean, that's the birds and the bees, baby.
Hell no.
Well, you go right on ahead. I'm going to let you have that one because I ain't doing it no more. Never. Ever. No, but FCO going to have one. FCO going to have one for me. I'm going to get her pregnant.
My motherfucking egg. I got one egg. It's one.
Put some lights in it.
Oh, man.
Look, I'm going to be like the rest of these daddies. Listen, well, not rest of them, but the no good ones. I'm going to put it in and I'm going to be out. I ain't staying around for awesome.
You ain't shit. You ain't shit. I was saying, y'all thought you were special.
You heard what I said. I ain't doing this shit again.
When they show your color, believe it. Oh, my goodness. I see your color.
I ain't doing this shit again. Fuck all that.
Easy say,
I'm
going to
leave that for you. I'm gonna get you together. And I'm out.
That's hella rude.
I left you something. I left you. Listen. No, at least you could say I left you something more than just a pair of panties.
Oh, God. She'll never let me walk that down, dog. She'll never let me walk that down. She have never let me walk that down. Bro, so she stay coming for me. She stay coming
for
me. She has never let me walk that down. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Man, y'all rude as hell, man. Look, hey. They're not finna gum me under. Hey, we about out of here. Look, tell them how to get at y'all a week, man. We out of this camp, man. Ridiculous. I don't like that for real. It's ridiculous.
So, Niecy Honey Dip on everything. NEESCHONEYDIP thing. I'm available for bookings. Always just contact my manager, Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. You know, emails, NeceHoneyDip@yahoo.com. Business only, because, you know what I'm saying, I'm not for the bullshit, no tolerance for the games. You know, it's always about the money. Like I said, all bookings, hostings, club hostings, video shoots, music videos, whatever, magazines, and interviews. Walkthroughs, all the above. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's your boy, Rap Star. You can hit me up on Facebook, Cameron Cortez, my music, Facebook, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, the Resurrection of Hip Hop. Hit up my Twitter, Rap Star 412. Hit up my YouTube, Rap Star 412. And it is what it is. Yo, Momo, you out there holler at a nigga. I just messaged you. I just messaged you. Hit me back, son. I'm trying to see what you talking about, Momo. What's up, Momo?
Okay. That's dumb as hell. Hey, y'all watch the kids. The Momo is. Hey, we going to go out here with the STL boogie. See y'all next week. Don't act like you don't know.
Take my time, talking slow, fine. Sit back and unwind. Let me put this on your mind. Drip, drip like a faucet. Can I turn you on? I'll do all the things that I know will make you wrong. I'm trying to turn this right here and sing your favorite song. Just open up for me and let me get your mind blown. I'm talking ecstasy, and you don't need a pill. Just put your hands in my pants and you see how I feel. Now you got me, girl. Dick hard as steel. Now stop fronting, girl. You know you wanna let me dream. Like you don't want it when I know you do. Up on it, girl. I know you want to do. Like you don't want it when I know you do. Take off all the clothes. Come on, girl, let's go.
Talking to Filter, the House Radio.